Welcome to Johnstown, home of the world's steepest vehicular inclined plane. All of that, every single word, is emblazoned on a massive billboard visible about a mile outside of town. Because of the angle of the train's approach, the inclined plane is the first and only landmark I see. It means I've reached my final destination. The journey here has been rife with spotty cell service, dotted with tiny towns and abandoned industries consumed by thick forests. Yes, after 14 years away, I, Liz Roche, am returning to Johnstown, Pennsylvania. The Rust Belt. Home. I take another gulp of my train wine. The cheap varietal burns my palate. Varietal? Palate? Who do you think you are? There it is. Judgment. One of the many things I ran from when I left. The train slows. I catch a glimpse of my reflection in the window. With my thick natural hair and dark skin, my Appalachian origins are unexpected. I buzzed all my hair off a little over 3 months ago. It's finally settled into its new length. Returning home with no hair means no protection. That's why this trek required a trip to Harlem to get a decent wig. Her name is Valerie. On the box, she looked like a pop star. On me, she looks like a PTA mom. Between the wig and my rumpled business casual, I look like a mockery of what I've become. A city girl. You'll never be rid of that backwoods small town stink. There it is again. My therapist, a tall white woman who gives me names for my feelings, would call that voice my anxiety. The tightness in my chest is my imposter syndrome. The occasional inability to catch my breath is a perfectionist tendency. Neat little notes in her records. My next sip of wine becomes a full gulp, finishing off the split. This stop is Johnstown, Pennsylvania. I gather my things. My phone lights up with a notification from the office. Sales never sleeps. I've taken the weekend off, but I have work to do. I always have work to do. If I don't, I ask for more. The first time I did, my then boss laughed and asked, "Trouble at home?" Implying that I didn't have ambition. I had misplaced avoidance. I smiled back at him with all my teeth. In 2 years, I had his job and an engagement ring on my finger. I don't have the ring anymore, but the work is a constant. Sometimes I wonder how he knew. I try to open the document, but it refuses to load. A single bar of service flickers in and out. Great. I cling to my technology, like the rind of this place won't get on me if I'm shiny enough. Moving into the aisle, I have to peel my dress pants off the backs of my thighs. I chose slacks over sweats because I feel powerful in a suit, in control. Every sweaty wrinkle threatens to break that illusion. The train comes to a stop. What should have been an 8-hour journey became 10 because of delays, and my body is sore and stiff. I turn my head to stretch my neck. A ligament pulls tight all the way down the center of my back, pinching right behind my heart. My eyes land on a red sign at the top of the open train door. Exit. My suitcase is above my head. One good pull and I can roll off this train. Or I could stay. Ride on to Pittsburgh, take a flight back to New York. My phone rings. Melissa Parker. How does she always know exactly when to call? I answer it. "You're here," she says. I glance across the car, half expecting her to pop out from one of the empty seats. "How do you, I've been delayed for, are you tracking my trip?" "Someone won't stop asking when you're going to get here." Mel is more than enough reason to come home. Her daughter, my goddaughter, Caroline, is another. I lift my bag into the aisle, but I don't leave the train just yet. A few passengers slide by me. Last call for Johnstown!